What do you think the solution is, Sam, if we really lose navigability below the traditional mouth of the Gina? Do you think we'll lose it?
Probably. I think it's going to ultimately silt in. Because we see climate change, and climate change relates to how much water is coming down the Tana River, because it's affected by glacial melt. So if it's warmer, and if there's significant snowfall up here and it's melting all summer, yeah, it could keep it open. But it's changing as we see it now. It's like that bar. How long did it take for that mud bar to appear down there by that fish wheel? How long did it take? It took less than a month.
Yeah.
That's where all the boats would go down, right along that edge. The channel was there. It's like your son was saying, that was right along the bank. It's where we go. And if you go down there, you'd be on that mud bar.
You mean Binkley's little fish wheel?
Yes. Binkley's fish wheel. How long did it take that mud bar to form there? It was just a matter of a month. So this change, and you said, well, is this going to change, be part of the change? I think it will. So
I thought maybe we were going to get away with getting back to the traditional mouth of the Gina, because there was not a lot of water for a while. But apparently that water slowed down and started building up the bar and other things below the traditional mouth of the Gina, and now it's a real challenge to get into the Tana.
Part of the dynamics of the river, it relates to being able to watch for channel changes and ice freeze up, and how it relates to traveling on the river.